Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. UNDP Country Director Dominic, good to see you again. Herman, UNCDF Country Manager. Distinguished friends, guests from all over. I'm delighted that there are even people from CARE in Tanzania who are here in this meeting. So well done for bringing together such a distinguished group of people. My remarks. This morning, I think I was being asked for my paper, and I said, no, I don't have a paper, but I would like to share some remarks. CARE, as you've heard, we have people coming from Tanzania. CARE has done work on savings mobilization, financial inclusion for many years. Here in Ghana, we have close to 100,000, mostly women, involved in what we call VSLAs, Village Savings and Loan Associations. It's work we are very proud of because in addition to encouraging savings, it has also turned out to be a very good platform for community organizing, for doing all sorts of other development projects. So VSLA groups all over this country are the platform on which a lot of people now do things. So just CARE loan, 100,000 or so. And if you add on the other NGOs in this country who are also using this VSLA approach, we're looking at 350 to 400,000. That's what we are estimating as the numbers. But the point I want to make is that it is a drop in the ocean. You know, I've been looking at these numbers. I worked with the World Council of Credit Unions for about a year and a half, until about a year ago. And my job was to work with national associations of credit and savings and credit, to make financial inclusion and savings mobilization a part of the strategy for Africa's growth and development. A bit of a challenging job, but the numbers are astounding, my friends. The number of Africans, and I'm speaking particularly about the African situation here, because that's the one that I know. Africans who actually, and this will be Africans who are over 15 years of age, who actually have an account with a financial institution, about what percentage? Roughly. Quiz time. About 28%, okay? So listen to these figures. So you've got people who have financial accounts with financial institutions, and then there's access to financial institution accounts. The figure goes down. You're looking at 18%. The next one is interesting. Number of those who have these accounts who are actually saving money in these financial institutions, 15%. These are figures from 2014. And this is very interesting. Number who have borrowed from financial institution, guess, 7%. Borrowed from financial institution, 7%. Borrowed from friends and family, you know about that one, 40%. So there's no doubt about the fact that people are borrowing money. People need to borrow money. People need to have access to money. Borrowed from any source, they talk about 55%. So really, it's just not possible that there is going to be any significant growth on this continent, growing economies from the bottom, creating wealth, if the number of people who have access to financial services and financial products, which are absolutely necessary in this day and age, if the figures are that small, it is not going to happen. So that really is the challenge. How do we make sure that we bring many, many more Africans into financial inclusion? Excuse me, sorry, I thought I switched it off. Technology. This is a new phone, so I don't know how to, I'm so sorry about that. Yes, please, thank you. So I wanted to talk about technology. I have a history with M-Pesa in Kenya. That's where my home is. When it all started, I saw it happening. I was part of an advocacy group that then, when, as it was just about to happen, for those of you who know the history, there was a lot of reluctance on the part of the commercial banks. Why are you letting a telco get into the money business? And it was a major fight. It took for a major national advocacy program, a consumer, public consumer group, to actually advocate for Safaricom to be allowed to start M-Pesa. It was a public-private partnership. Safaricom was working very closely with government. Safaricom was also working very closely with DFID. Many people don't know that DFID had a major hand in providing some of the initial resources for the thinking, the innovation, and all those things that people are not very willing to put money for to do it. So that partnership was very important, but it is also very important for people to appreciate that. People themselves were dying for a service such as what M-Pesa today. Everybody knows about M-Pesa, so its history. So I want to stress what we are going to be talking about here as technology. This is the continent where mobile penetration is the highest. The growth of mobile users is the highest. So we have no reason why people should be saving money and putting money under beds. We really have no excuse for it. So this idea of making technology work and work, especially for the poor, I think this is a tremendous opportunity. And so we are thinking about it. We've been talking to MTN about how we can make village savings and loan embrace technology as well. And then I want to talk about youth. You've heard about the demographic dividends that people keep talking about on the continent, but there is a demographic disaster also in the waiting. If the financial inclusion work that we do does not bring in youth, we are going to be in trouble. And there are examples of how youth are borrowing and paying back. Mshwari, a marriage between a commercial bank and a telco, and the figures speak for themselves, and strategic partnerships that Dominic has talked about. So I just wanted to say those as a way of my remarks and to share with you the fact that as CARE, we are thinking really hard, really, really hard about how to make technology work for the poor and also how to bring in youth. We already are working mostly with women, but we also, so I hope we will spend some time in the course of the next few days talking about the youth of Africa and financial inclusion. Thank you very much for the opportunity.